Okay, welcome to this exercise that I like to call Awakening the Seed, which is all about connecting with your own innate sense and really your identity as unconditional loving kindness. This is a very, very powerful exercise to open up and amplify the healing energy, the natural healing potential of your body, mind, and spirit, to unify those things and to create a very powerful physiological shift towards healing and energy and potential. So I want you to get comfortable and make sure you're sitting in a comfortable position. If you're doing this at night before you sleep, then it's fine to be lying down if you really want to, but I would prefer that you sit up because I want you to stay awake through this and really focus in on the exercise and not fall asleep. So you can sit on a chair, you can sit on the edge of the bed, you can sit on a cushion. Whatever you do, make sure you're sitting in a dignified posture. Dignified and elegant and present posture. So, hands in your lap, spine relaxed but straight. And now let's just focus on your breathing for a minute and you're inhaling and you're exhaling. Inhale, exhale, and just feel your belly gently going in and out. Very relaxed breath, very natural breath, no force. Just breathing very gently and very naturally in a very subtle way. Feel your belly expand as you inhale and relax and gently fall as you exhale. Focus on the sensation of the air going in and out of your nostrils now. Bring all your attention to that sensation. And feel the air going in and out. And just let all other thoughts melt away. Let all your other thoughts dissolve. Your mind will keep thinking, your mind will keep trying to distract you. It's okay, it's okay. Just let it be there. And just move it into the background. Don't try to stop it. Don't fight it. Just let it be in the background. And now, what I want you to do is visualize yourself as a small child. Just see yourself as a small child. Whatever age you first think of, we'll just stick with that. So you might be, a kindergartner, you might be an infant, you might be a toddler. Let's just stick with whatever age you first came with, because that is probably somewhere you need to give yourself some kindness and love. We naturally think of those times and go to those times when our child self experienced maybe some painful things, difficult things, and needs our love. So I want you to just stay in the background right now and just watch your child self. And what is he or she doing? What is she wearing? Where is she? What's the surroundings? What are the surroundings? Right? Just focus in on that. And it's just like you're a fly on the wall. You're just watching. Who else is there? Is there anyone else there or not? And just watch and just be present for a moment. Don't interrupt. Just watch like you would be watching your own child and observing. And now I want you to imagine and feel just the most profound and pure and really just unconditional love and kindness come up within you, directed towards that child self, that child version of you. Just, you're not in the scene yet. She doesn't know you're there, but just radiate love towards her. Feel with all your heart the love radiating towards your child self. And as that love starts to penetrate the whole atmosphere around you and starts to touch the child, she turns around and she sees you, and you enter the scene. There's a feeling, just this wonderful feeling of two people who love each other so much and haven't seen each other in so long. And I want you to just go towards your child self and imagine your child self is coming towards you, and you pick him or her up and you just embrace. Give that child the love. Not that he or she deserves, but the love that you are. Just allow it to come through. There's no judgment. There's no shame or guilt here. It's pure love. And as you embrace, you allow that love to penetrate every cell of your being and every cell of that child's being. Enjoy this moment for just a minute. Feel that embrace. There may be some tears. There may be some very deep emotions coming up right now, and that's okay. Just let them come up. Let them emerge. You're safe. Nothing can harm you here. You're 100% safe, and so is the child self. So if your child self is also crying or upset or feeling emotions come up, reassure your child self that everything is okay. And now I just want you to go find a place to sit with your child self. Whatever place you like, whatever place comes to mind, place where both of you can feel safe and feel comfortable. Might be a park bench, might be a beach, might be a mountain, might be wherever you want. You can go wherever you want right now, because you're in the imaginal realm. So instantly, just put yourself in a place of love and comfort, beauty, whatever is important to you. And I want you to sit with your child self. And just for a moment, in your own words, I want you to talk to your child self and speak words of love and compassion and forgiveness and kindness and mercy. In your own words, give that child the absolute most profound love and kindness that you can possibly summon from within yourself. Speak from that place. And I'm going to be quiet for about 30 seconds. So go ahead and have that moment with your child self right now. Okay, and now, if you aren't finished yet, it's okay. You can just wait because you will come back. You will be able to say more later. You can also say more whenever you really want to. Throughout your day, as you dream tonight, if you're sleeping, you can say whatever you want and continue this conversation. And I want you to listen to your child self now and give your child self a moment to talk to you about how he or she is feeling, how happy he or she is to see you, whatever comes out. The key is there will be no anger, there will be no judgment or scorn from this child. This child loves you with all her heart. And is so happy to see you. So listen to what she has to say right now for about 15, 20 seconds. Now come back and remember what the child said to you. Remember the love that she gave you. How happy she is to see you. And I want you to now repeat after me. We're going to go ahead and close this exercise. I want you to repeat after me. Look your child self in the eyes and say, I love you with all my heart. I am here for you always as a loving presence. I will never, ever abandon you or leave you. I will always be here. If you need me, all you have to do is call and I will come and protect you. I will come and nurture you. I will come and embrace you. I will be back. I promise. And we will share many more moments like this together. And now what I want you to do is imagine that you're hugging your child self and saying goodbye, but not farewell. And now you stand up and your child self stands up and she goes back feeling good and feeling confident and feeling loved and feeling a sense of belonging and purpose. And you do the same. You turn around and you walk back and bring yourself back to this moment with a sense of love and kindness, confidence, and purpose. You now know that you can invoke this sense of unconditional love towards yourself at any moment. When you feel fear, when you worry, when you start to question, you will remember your child self and you will remember the love and the kindness and the tenderness and the mercy that you felt during this exercise. And now bring your attention back to the breath going in and out of your nostrils. And bring your awareness back to the room. And gradually open your eyes and look around. Be present now and know that everything has changed. This concludes this exercise.